Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I could listen to that song all day long. It is the theme song for the Hastings Ministerial Association, and we have not in studio, we have on the phone with us today Pastor Neil Johnson. He is the Pastor B of River of Life Church in Hastings, and we're thrilled that he's here to just give us some updates about all the good things going on at River of Life. Great to chat with you.
Hey, Mo. Thanks for having me. It's great. I feel like I need to explain Pastor B.
No kidding. I feel like I need to understand it better.
Okay. Part of it is, so Pastor Steve Schoenwald's been there 20 years, and he is Pastor A. He's been the solo pastor for that whole time. But I got hired on to take over after 3 years. But the thing is, we didn't want to get caught up with titles. And so I got the title Pastor B, and it's we're essentially, both of our titles are pastor at River of Life Church, so that I'm not stuck as the associate pastor in people's minds. So that's kind of where that all came from. I got it.
And you were hired as part of the Joshua Project, and yes. Explain what that is, please.
Yeah, so the Joshua Project is, they've been saving and praying for 6 or 7 years leading up to my hiring for the next pastor of the church. And essentially what the project is for a 3-year transition. And right now we're just about halfway through that 3-year transition where, Lord willing, I'll take over after the current pastor, Steve, retires from his current post. So that's kind of where the Joshua Project comes from. But it is something, you know, it's a brainchild of really from Scripture, from Moses to Joshua. We also see it with Paul to Timothy, of equipping the next generation of leadership for the church. So that's kind of where it comes from.
So. Well, congratulations to you on that. So tell us a little bit about your church. You're located right on 8th and Vermilion in Hastings, and I know many people would remember the church as the First Baptist Church, but you've been River of Life for how long?
Yeah, we've been River of Life since, I believe it's about 2005. We changed the name, it might be a little bit later. But yeah, River of Life, it's a wonderful community. My wife and I, we've been here since I started the first week of 2019, so just about a year and a half. And I love the ministries of the church. I love the people of the church. We have a awesome kids ministry called River Kids, and then our youth group and men's ministry, women's ministry. We also have a mean quilting group. And
oh, wow.
By mean, I mean it is a well established. That's what I mean when I say mean. They're very nice ladies, actually. I went to
help, thanks for clarifying.
But yeah, so there's a lot of other ministries that we have at the church, but you know, it's a great community. It is, you know, just so welcoming, so loving, and it's centered on Jesus. You know, we're a Baptist church, but we don't fly the Baptist banner. You know, we do baptize people, but we are centered on Jesus and knowing Him and growing in Him and living out what He has taught. So that is that. That's our aim as a community. So,
well, I know this is a weird time for everybody. Yeah. And how are you responding to COVID-19? Have you had to change some things?
That is a great question. And I'll start with kind of a philosophical level. Is, you know, the church in general is a force for stability. While things are going crazy, while we are experiencing unprecedented times, things that we've never seen, you know, in our lifetimes, you know, the church, we have made great efforts to be a force of stability for Hastings. And so how our church has responded specifically is, you know, taking our services online. I know many churches are doing that. But on a ground level of, we started care calls, and I know a lot of churches have been doing this as well. But so we divided up our congregation and our regular attenders amongst our elders and deacons. And, you know, there is great power in calling someone just to say, how you doing? You know, how are things going for you? And really, there's three goals to every care call. Really what it is asking the question, how you doing? How can we help? You know, do you have any needs? There's some people that are laid off right now. There's a lot of people that are laid off right now or cut hours with work. And so do you have needs? Can we, you know, supply things for you with our bread ministry? Can we, you know, serve you in other ways? You know, is there other ways that we can pitch in, help out while maintaining, you know, social distancing and all of the rules that are set out by our governor? And then the third thing is prayer. You know, there's huge power in prayer, is, you know, connecting with people and praying for their needs. You know, scripture says that God knows our needs before we even voice them. Mm-hmm. But it's really just showing dependency, you know, because from there, Jesus goes into the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, you know. But praying together, there's a unity in that, and there's a reassurance that God is in control, that he has our good in mind, and that he loves us and cares for us despite what's happening in our world. So we have taken our services online, but the crazy thing is that we were ready to go when this thing first came about, when COVID first became a thing. Through the providence of God and through some of just some awesome circumstances over the last year, we were gifted a complete video broadcasting system to broadcast our messages online. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was through this company about a year ago, last March. I was looking for different ways to broadcast our messages. I mean, really, so I wear three hats of the church. The first is youth ministry. The second is technology, updating technology. And then the third is shadowing Pastor Steve to take over one day. But under that technology hat, I was looking for different ways to update the church. And one of them was, you know, just looking for how to, you know, broadcast our messages online and create resources for people. And I found this company called PTZ Optics, and they were doing a giveaway last March. And I filled out the whole application, got down to the end. And the last thing was they told us to submit a 2-minute video. And I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't have time to make a video. But what I did is I just took my phone, I threw it on a selfie stick, and just started walking around the church, just talking about communications, talking about content, and talking about, you know, how we can provide resources for people, but also how we can reach the next generation. You know, having those media resources really connect to young families. And so the crazy thing is, they bought it.
And, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, and out of hundreds of applicants, they chose our church to gift this $10,000 worth of video production equipment to take our services online. And so we installed it. We trained, you know, a team over the summer. And then once fall started, we've been live streaming every single one of our services. And so when this thing came out, January, February, it was like, well, we're actually ready to go. It's just the providence of God. It was crazy how it all worked out, but I can only chalk it up to his hand. So,
absolutely. You mentioned bread ministry. What is that, please?
So our bread ministry is available, and I know there's other places that bread gets dropped off. It is one drop point for bread throughout Hastings. And so Monday mornings from 8:30 to 11, we have bread available. There's usually just one table full, and we usually have a couple loaves left over, but that's kind of just a small way that we help some of the families. And we've been doing it for years. So
that's pretty cool. I know that you have something exciting going to be happening Thursday, the 30th of April. Tell us about that, please.
So we got Zoom Bingo.
What the heck?
So Zoom is a video platform. I'm sure many people are figuring out Zoom and are using it for the first time. But we're just playing bingo, and it's real simple. I mean, we got candy prizes. Last time we had about 18 cards in play, and we just got together as a church and played some Zoom bingo, and people loved it. But the cool thing is a lot of our congregation is kind of closed off for the sake of, you know, staying safe and staying home. And so this is a great alternative for us to have a chance to just be together, you know, in one form. And so we're going to have some Zoom bingo from 7 to 8 o'clock, and we do, you know, regular bingo, blackout, you know, four corners, all that fun stuff. But and it's a real simple way for just with for us to connect with each other. So,
you know, I bet that is special because a lot of times people don't get a chance to see each other if they are truly in an isolated situation. And that's an important piece, isn't it, of building community, not only for a church, but for other organizations, is physically seeing people.
Right. Laying eyes on people. There is great power in that. There's a lot of power in laying eyes on people. And our ministry, especially as pastors in Hastings, has shifted. You know, some of us, like tomorrow, I'm going on a window visit. And I know many of us have seen those window, like people visiting at windows, but going on a window visit of somebody in hospice, you know, and not being able to speak with them through a screen or anything, but just to lay eyes on them and to tell them that we're praying for them and to pray with them. I think there's power in that as well. So
this is certainly an unprecedented time. What are some of the other good things that have come out of it, though?
I would say one thing that I have been really impressed with is from the response of our church leadership, some of our elders and deacons, is the equipping that's taking place, where there are phone calls that are happening these last few weeks, and there are prayers that are happening, there's comfort that's happening over these last few weeks that never would have happened in any other circumstance. And for me, that is really encouraging, that some of our, you know, elders and deacons are being trained in contact work where it wasn't necessarily their number one, number two skill before, but now they're becoming experts in it, you know, and just calling people and checking in on people and caring for our people. I would say our care division of the church has just exploded. It is everything right now. And I think that is, in all of the struggle and the darkness and the frustration and the fear that's going on right now, that's one of the greatest senses of stability that the church has been, I would say.
Beacon of hope.
Yeah. A lot of other things that have been taking off during this time and really moving online. For our women's groups, we have these Flourish groups, which have been really cool to see how some of our Flourish groups, it is a group of three women that get together and they sign up for a year. And they have, you know, meeting together, praying together, studying scripture together, but also doing some of the life application pieces of not just saying, okay, this is true, but how does this truth fit into my life? And I would say that's something that's been launched in the last year and has been really impactful for a lot of our women at the church.
Give us some examples of that. How have they taken this to another level?
So I would say, you know, they've taken it to another level from a standpoint of they've had to take them online with Zoom. But really, every group is different. And I think that's the beauty of getting together with other believers and studying scripture, is that God meets you where you're at with scripture. And every group emphasizes different areas of these meetings differently. Some spend more time on prayer because that's where they're growing. Some spend more time on just diving into the text and analyzing and seeing what the truth that's found in the text. And that's what they love. That's what they look forward to. And that's what brings them the most life. And then there's others that, you know, the life application, especially the young moms that are like, okay, I really need something. I really need something to help me through what's happening with our family. I really need help with something that will be valuable for my marriage, like some application piece that can bring about transformation. And I think that's the beauty of studying scripture. There's so much transformation that takes place once we dive into the Word of God.
So lots of good things coming out of being sequestered, perhaps.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting, the word sequestered, I know we only maybe have a minute or so, but I read a book a few years back called A Mysterious Journey by a guy named John Stumbo. And in it, he had this illness that he had no idea what it was. And one of the chapters, I think it was titled Sequestered, where someone wrote him an encouragement note where he was on bed rest and he was unable to care for himself. But somebody wrote him a note of how he's being sequestered. And he looked up sequestered, and, you know, it means that you're being saved up for something. And I think that's the cool thing of, like, that we can realize in this time that we're being saved up. God does not waste our suffering. He uses it. And so every one of us in one way or another, and I think that's an encouraging thought that every one of us can latch onto, is that we're being saved up for something.
I love that.
Yeah.
Pastor Neil, tell us how people can go online and be part of your Sunday services.
RiverofLifeHastings.org is our website, and there you can see all of our ministries, our missions page, all of our, you know, River Kids page. But if you go on the weekly messages tab, you can get a link to our YouTube page that has all of our messages. That's where you view online. We go online every Sunday at 10:15, and the service starts at 10:30. It's a great engaging message. I mean, as much as an online format can be. So we're also available on Instagram, River of Life MN, and then also our Facebook page, River of Life Hastings MN as well.
Pastor Neil Johnson, River of Life Church in Hastings, we want to thank you for talking to us today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
My Jesus.